This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Dozens of victims of gun violence and domestic violence gathered for a healing vigil on Chicago's West Side this weekend. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka has more.
Survivors and their loved ones sat in a circle in a small church in Lawndale, and one by one, they shared the name of the person they lost.
Miguel Jr.
Cornegie Bourne, the organizer of the vigil, lost Fontaine, her teenage son. She says vigils like this help her persevere.
Sometimes when you've been a victim of gun violence, you lost loved ones to gun violence, or you've been a victim of domestic violence, you lose hope. And events like today reignites hope in you. It reignites purpose and power in you, that you can turn your pain into power and you can turn your tragedy into a ministry.
Similar vigils also took place across the U.S. for National Crime Victims' Rights Week. I'm Savchenka, WBEZ News.
An agriculture executive says tariffs are creating a lot of uncertainty heading into a new planting season. John Lumpy is executive director of the Illinois Soybean Association. He was part of an Illinois delegation that recently spent 4 days in Mexico to try to expand business partnerships.
We're going to continue working together just because the higher-ups in administration are doing this. We are committed to working together and making sure that we can still maintain a consistent supply down to Mexico.
Mexico is one of Illinois' soybean farmers' top customers. Lumpy says Mexico is exploring getting more of its soybeans from Brazil instead. The trade trip also included discussions about Illinois corn, pork, and beef. The Chicago Comics and Entertainment Expo filled McCormick Place over the weekend, and despite economic uncertainty, fans showed out in force. More than 85,000 pop culture nerds came out for this year's C2E2. Event organizers say fans spent big on tickets and VIP passes. Retailers also felt a rebound. John Robinson is the co-owner of Illinois-based retailer Graham Cracker Comics.
This is my best year post-pandemic so far. 2025 is on the upswing.
Michelle from Lombard was among the nerds undeterred by tariff wars or talk of recession. She sees an opportunity to invest in her community.
There are so many local vendors, local artists, and you got to keep support for those local people. Otherwise, they're not going to be there anymore.
The 2025 WNBA draft will be held this evening in New York. The Chicago Sky has the 10th pick after trading their third overall pick in exchange for Washington Mystics guard Ariel Atkins. The team's leadership says that their goal is to build synergy on the team. The Sky's general manager, Jeff Pagliocca, spoke to the media about what the team is looking for.
I think the draft class has a lot of depth to it. You know, we added a lot of shooting, a lot of wings, you know, in the offseason. And we're always keeping an eye out for shooting fours. No secret, but we want to keep adding athletes in length.
The Dallas Wings will have the first pick, followed by the Seattle Storm and the Washington Mystics. The draft consists of three rounds and starts at 6:30 p.m. Some more things you should know today. The Chicago Teachers Union contract has been ratified with overwhelming support. The union says 97% of members who voted ratified the contract. Some 85% of all members voted. The turnout and support was much stronger than for past contracts. This was the first time in 15 years that a contract deal was reached without a strike or a strike vote. The cherry trees in Jackson Park are blooming on Chicago's south side. The peak bloom period usually happens in late April or early May and lasts 1 to 2 weeks. Last spring, the blossoms did not fully open because of the unpredictable weather. Today's weather? It will be cloudy and breezy with a high of 63, and the low will be around 40 tonight. Tomorrow will also be breezy and cloudy, but with a high of 54. And that's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.